saddled for battle, everyone. Hagman and Hagman, we're in the building, and we're staying in the building, and we're coming to you live, of course, from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. I want to thank each and every one of you, every single one of you, for tuning in, for telling others about our program, for having a bumper sticker on your car, for having wearing our logo and spreading the word. We appreciate everything that you do. And I was going through some snail mail today and postal mail, and I was so impressed and so touched by so many of the nice letters and cards and notes that we've gotten. Thank each and every one of you. And you know, that means a lot to us, as do emails. Got a great email right here from Warren. I won't give the last name, from Brookville, Pennsylvania. Warren, thank you so much for this email. And I'm going to just, without giving up the entirety of the email, I'm going to talk about this, because I'm going to cite this email, because I just thank you. Thank you for what you said. Warren writes, just a quick message to hopefully strengthen and encourage you. Now, he writes, he's, you know, we've got a pretty large audience and faithful audience, but he's hoping to be a shot in our arm here from a loyal fan and listener in Brookville, Pennsylvania. And I've been to Brookville. Nice town, nice area, beautiful area. He writes this, and it's very touching. He says, I found you guys about 4 years ago. To be honest, I don't know what I did without you before then. Yeah, you probably had a normal life. You don't realize it, but you've been alongside me during the loss of my mom and her very sudden and unexpected cancer. Oh, man. The simultaneously devastating loss of my job and the subsequent tailspin that ensued. You guys and your guests, I love Steve, Pastor Langford, Paul, Tom, so on. We love our guests too. And we bring on the people that we believe will bless each and every one of you. Warren writes, I'm now 36, rebounding very well, I think. God, our Savior, His Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are everything to me. Beyond that, I'm also blessed with a wonderful wife and two sons. And you know something? Family is important. And family is, I don't know what I would do without my wife. I don't know what I would do without my family. I could have no money, but have family and be a rich man. It's kind of where we're at now anyway, but you know what I mean. And he writes that they've added so much to my life, and he expresses that Jesus Christ is and has been, will remain his Savior, Lord, and King, and he thanks us for the quality of our program. It's unnecessary to thank us. Because what we, you know, Rush Limbaugh, I remember, he used to say, it's the job of the callers to make the host look good. Nah, I'm not sure I agree with that. I think it's the job of the host to make the callers feel like they're part. They can make a difference. The listeners feel like they can make a difference. Because you can. You can. You do every day. And I would venture to say, those people who listen to this program for non-litigious reasons, if you get my drift, I do suspect that each and every one of you are making a difference in the lives of those around you. Just saying that. And I want to thank you, Warren, and I want to thank everyone out there who has maintained a listening relationship with us, who have supported us throughout the years. We're not going to let you down. We really won't let you down. And if we do, I'm sure you'll tell us. And I hope you'll tell us, but we're very, we just can't thank you enough for all you've done. I just wanted to give a shout out to Linda Martin. There's a gazillion Linda Martin, so, but you know who Linda, you know which Linda Martin I mean. I picked up the book that you sent me today. And, had fun reading that. and you know which one I'm talking about. And others, so many others. But thank you for being there. Thank you for being a part of our lives. Let's get back to the information here. Burning daylight. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I don't know where you want to go from here.
Let's keep talking about the yak with the sack, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Go for it.
Well, no, you were talking about the, well, unless we have we reached a conclusion there? Or the Second Amendment issue? Because this, you know, this, as Paul McGuire stated on that clip, I mean, 2016 is the year, is going to be the decisive moment. I mean, this is the decisive time now.
Yeah. And we do have other information on Hillary Clinton.
Sure.
This ties into her foundation.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The U.S. approves $1.15 billion sale of tanks and other equipment to Saudi Arabia. The U.S. State Department has approved the potential sale of more than 130 Abrams battle tanks, 20 armored recovery vehicles, and other equipment worth about $1.15 billion to Saudi Arabia, the Pentagon said today.
Yep.
The approval for land force equipment comes at a time when Saudi Arabia is leading a military coalition in support of Yemeni forces loyal to the exiled government of President Mansour Hadi, who are trying to oust Iran-allied forces in the capital. It goes on to talk about coalition airstrikes, but what's interesting here is that Saudi Arabia is one of, if not the biggest donors to the Clinton Foundation. They have donated between $10 and $25 million over the years. This is Saudi Arabia, as they emerge as the biggest donor to the Clinton Foundation.
So they
do say yes, it is the biggest.
But we also have to examine, at the same time, we have to look at this, and I think we have to look at the broader picture here.
And Zero Hedge has an article up about this, as well as other sites today.
But Saudi Arabia has always been the control. Saudi Arabia has had a lot of control over the United States. You go back to 73. Well, you go back to its inception. Saudi Arabia was a creation of the Western intelligence, CIA, and our government, basically giving. I mean, there's more to it than that. But
right. But and if you go to the Zero Hedge article, they have a graphic of these countries donated to Hillary Clinton Foundation. Saudi Arabia, 10 to 25 million. United Arab Emirates, 1 to 5 million. Morocco, 1 to 5 million. Qatar, 1 to 5 million. Oman, 1 to 5 million. Kuwait, 5 to 10 million.
And the reason, tell people the reason why it's either 1, 2, 5. Why is there such a broad...
Well, I'll tell you why all of these are listed is because Hillary Clinton's State Department approved these countries' weapons deals after their foundation had received money from these countries.
Right.
And they go on to say that the U.S. State Department has approved what they just did, the most recent transaction, the Abrams 130 Abrams battle tanks and other equipment worth $1.15 billion to Saudi Arabia. And they say that this comes at a time when the U.S. Defense Secretary Cooperation Agencies, which oversees the foreign arms sales, adding it would contribute to the U.S. national security by improving the security of regional parties. But Saudi Arabia and other Gulf Arab allies are the ones receiving benefits. These are the same countries who have donated to the Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton Foundation the most. And the United Nations and the UN Human Rights Council is involved in this, and it is coming out through other email releases and leaks. There are new emails that continue to come out that all these top Middle Eastern Arab countries who donated to the Clinton Foundation over the years, Saudi Arabia has been the biggest donor, but we have all these other countries who have donated a lot of money in the millions and received weapons deals from our own State Department. And the connection's undeniable. And I believe that it will become more clear as the emails continue to come out, as more emails have been released today. Julian Assange of WikiLeaks has continued to state that he has enough evidence that he will release that will show Hillary Clinton is guilty of treason. And there's another interesting article today about the three updated body count.
Okay, yeah, we need to talk about that because, again, Jim McLeod and I spoke about this. We're going to be delving deeper into this body count because there is something there. There is there. But before we move on to that, let's talk a little bit more about the Clinton Foundation because specifically their fundraising. When the Clinton Cash, great movie, or great documentary, the book as well by that just came out. But foreign governments have, people need to understand what was taking place when Clinton was Secretary of State. Foreign governments gave millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation while Clinton was at the State Department. Mm-hmm. And the Washington Post delved into this and other publications delved into this, but yet no one really seemed to care much. The Clinton Foundation accepted millions of dollars from at least, now there's more, but the Post had talked about seven foreign governments during her tenure as Secretary of State, including one donation that violated its ethics agreements with the Obama regime. If you can even believe, I'm not even sure that the synapses aren't firing right because that doesn't even make sense. But when you, the ethics agreement, Obama regime, okay. But, alright, so, most of the contributions were possible because of exceptions written into the foundation's articles, which included changing the limits on foreign government donations. And I should point out that Saudi Arabia, as you point out, was a large donor. But when you look at the timing, and this is where the criminality becomes evident, as Secretary of State, having the most influence and power to allow, for example, a government, non-NGO, even to, for example, what they did in Haiti was just despicable. With Clinton as Secretary of State, Bill Clinton, and this government, what they did in Haiti was absolutely despicable. I've got my notes, I'll have them right here. But after the earthquake, they promised to do a lot for Haiti. Bottom line is they gave cushy contracts to contractors to rebuild Haiti that didn't have any experience. Mm-hmm. A lot of money went into the foundation. A lot of money went into the pockets of the Clintons.
Yeah, and you look at the Red Cross.
All of this. Go ahead.
The Red Cross raised $500 million or. Yeah. It could be a billion. I'm not sure.
I think it was.
And what it was like 10 homes were built with that money.
Yes.
It's the same thing with the Clinton Foundations and these other charitable organizations. They only need to provide 10% of their income as charitable contributions.
Well, I think Clinton's was 2% or some ridiculously low figure, according to Clinton Cash, and it's well documented.
The travesty about that is they go on TV, they bring these celebrities in. They say, you know, donate $10 and text, you know, these five numbers and you can donate $10. That money was raised mainly by, you know, these $10 donations that mm-hmm. were put on by telethons and commercials by celebrities. And when you learn that 90% or more of the money didn't go to anybody but people here in the U.S., 90% of the money goes to the, you know, back to the rich people. 10% actually goes to helping people, if that.
I mean,
with the money that they did raise, they could have rebuilt the whole nation.
Yes, yes.
It's just insanity.
And the Clinton Global, at the epicenter, and folks, everyone really needs to understand this. And you might say, well, no, I don't need to understand anything. No, if you understand the mechanics of what's going on, you can argue with your Uncle Ned, who's a, Maybe your Uncle Ned's a supporter of the Yak Sack. I don't know, the Yak with a Sack. But the communist, I suppose, the communist Yak. But the Clinton Global Initiative is at the epicenter of all of this fraud and laundering, I believe, in my view, in my estimation, of course, because as you point out, they persuade the wealthy, business people to pledge money and, to the Clinton Foundation programs. Well, the bottom line is they ultimately pocket the money.
Right.
Under the pretext of helping others, and they don't help.
And the Clinton Foundation isn't the only foundation they have. They have the Clinton Global Initiative.
That's what I just said. Yeah, Global Initiative.
And there's others, and there's subsidiaries of that. Both
yep.
Bill, Chelsea, and Hillary are involved in. And, you know, some of the money comes from these huge speaking fees that they get to come out to an event and speak. And much of it, or most of it, the majority of it, comes from these Middle Eastern nations that have set up weapons deals with the United States.
You know,
including ISIS, as Donald Trump pointed out the other day. Where we played the clip from ABC where he was cut off for saying she should get an award from ISIS for being their founder.
True.
And same thing with Al-Qaeda. I mean, you go back and look at Hillary Clinton says, we created Al-Qaeda. She said that with her own words before she was a senator, before she ran for president.
Well, in the context of fighting, you know, and of course,
right.
this is what people bring up. Well, we have to fight the communist Russians, so we supply guns and training and such and supplies to the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. And, of course, that
was
off into Al-Qaeda.
Directly related to Osama bin Laden, who had
right.
ties to the Bush family. And
right.
he was named the responsible party for 9/11.
So, and I'm beginning to believe, and I can't prove this, but I'm, you know, you start sniffing around as an investigator. As investigators, we start following the money. If you go back to June of this year, there was a release...
Mm-hmm.
WikiLeaks release. Now, listen to this. Foreign government donations to the Clinton Foundation while Hillary was a U.S. senator now. Now, this is when she was a senator, because I remember being held up in New York and she was crisscrossing New York and there wasn't so many traffic jams because of her. But think about this. According to Clinton's list, Saudi Arabia, as you had mentioned, while she was a senator, gave $10 million $225 million, and there's a reason again for that disparity. 10 to 25 million, that's a huge the low end's 10, the high end's 25 million. Well, why can't they give an exact amount? The reason they can't give an exact amount, as I'll explain in another time, is because they don't have to. Simple as that. But think of this. Saudi Arabia gave $25 million, up to $25 million, to the Hillary or to the Clinton Foundation. Other government donors included Norway, Kuwait, Qatar, Brunei, Oman, and so on. But the as of 2008, the Clinton Foundation, listen to this, raised at least $46 million from Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, and Brunei. Think about that number. $46 million. What did these countries get in? What did they get for that money? Hmm. Yeah. Pay to play. That's what it is. But we have to follow the money. And I believe, as I said earlier, Joe, I think that the royal families, the American royalty, the Uniparty, the Bushes,
mm-hmm.
the Clintons, and even those not in government positions, I believe, are making a lot of money off the backs of foreign governments.
Absolutely.
Okay. We have to follow this. We have to see the connection. If you've got the Bush family not wanting Trump in the office, then obviously they want who? Clinton. Right? I mean, it
mm-hmm.
would stand to reason.
Even Paul Ryan, after he was quote-unquote endorsed by Donald Trump, now is speaking in 3 days from now at a Never Trump event.
Okay.
Which his primary was today in Wisconsin, or is today.
What's the word on that?
I don't know. There's little news on that. But one thing that interestingly enough, turned up on Drudge today was Clinton body count or left-wing conspiracy.
Let's talk.
Three with ties to DNC mysteriously die.
Yep.
Since the Democratic National Committee emails were leaked a few weeks ago, three people associated with the DNC have all been found dead under what could be questionable circumstances. Some suspect that the Clintons are behind the deaths. Just more episodes in the alleged Clinton body count dating back to the 1990s and well before that. Others dismiss the speculation as a left-wing conspiracy that is nuts, but until the police have completed their investigations and the medical examiners released autopsy reports, it's premature to make any determinations. First, Seth Reich, or Rich.
Rich, by the way.
DNC staffer.
Yes.
Was mysteriously murdered in the streets of Washington, D.C. on July 10th. Although it is being investigated as a robbery, his wallet, credit cards, and watch were not taken.
Stop right there, because it's now been released that Rich was WikiLeaks' source within the organization of the DNC.
His mother told NBC local news station that there were bruises on his face, knees, and hands, but the police say that could be from fending off his attackers. Some are speculating that Hillary Clinton is behind the murder because Rich could have been the DNC staffer responsible for leaking the 20,000 damaging DNC emails to WikiLeaks.
Yes.
Which has come out as that is the case.
And this is the first time WikiLeaks ever said, he confirmed a source. But
yeah.
It's so Assange, Julian Assange, has got to be a little bit nervous, although, he's somewhat as a perimeter of protection geographically, but the fact is, think about that, folks. That's no coincidence.
No. Second, Sean Lucas served in the DNC on July 3rd with a complaint and summons in a fraud action on behalf of Sanders supporters. On August 2nd, he was found lying on the bathroom floor dead by his girlfriend when she came home that evening. His girlfriend said he was in good health. And we have John Ash, the former president of the United Nations General Assembly. John mysteriously passed away on June 22nd, a few days before he was scheduled to begin pretrial meetings involving shady financial dealings regarding a former Clinton crony. Local police officer said he died from dropping a barbell on his throat while working out.
A little help, please.
But the UN oddly first claimed he died of a heart attack. The 61-year-old was supposed to testify against Clinton real estate developer Tsang, who was implicated in the ChinaGate scandal for funneling money to the DNC for Bill Clinton through Arkansas restaurant owner Charlie Tire.
Charlie Tree.
Tree.
Yeah. But wait a second. Because you got three people here. Okay, now, statistically, the statistics with respect to these three individuals, and when you bring up Charlie Tree, you go back to the 80s, 90s, the Chinese missile, Chinese technology. I mean, there is so much here.
Yeah. You have Victor Thorne, who wrote books exposing the Clintons reportedly killed himself with a gun on his 54th birthday. You have Vince Foster.
Let me just say again, Vince Foster did not commit suicide. Period.
And Thorne, who was found, the 54-year-old on his birthday, who shot himself with his own gun multiple times, one on the Russell Scott show, told the host, "If I'm ever found dead, it was murder. I would never kill myself." Joe Montano, an aide to Hillary's running mate, Tim Kaine, died of a heart attack on July 25th. He had worked for the DNC and was only 47.
Right.
We talked to Larry Nichols. Larry Nichols was a hired political hitman for the Clintons.
And well, he'll deny that today.
I said political.
Well, okay, but...
And there's speculation that he was more than
an
actual hitman.
Yeah, thank you for that. Okay.
But he's come out and exposed a lot of the shady dealings behind the deaths of so many of these in the Clinton body count. And...
Yeah.
It says, what comes down to this? How many other politicians have you heard of who have so many mysterious deaths associated with them? You don't hear of a Bush body count or an Obama body count, although...
Oh, yes, you do.
Snopes has come out and labeled the Clinton body count as false.
Of course, and even to the extent where they denied that the guy with the barbell, Ash, was going to be
testify. Yeah.
Okay. But see,
and the latest one with Seth Rich, that he was they've already ruled that this wasn't
right
Clinton related. He was robbed, even though none of his valuables were taken before
okay.
a police report
yeah, well,
was released.
We can go home. We're done. That's okay. Enough said.
I guess we should do a state your case on this Clinton body count, because I know you have so much information on this.
You know, I do, and I'll just say this: if I'm ever found dead,
I'm not, I did
it. Yeah, it's him, or it could be Eric at this point. The list is no. You know what? And I'm not. We shouldn't make light of this, because Alex Jones had interviewed D.C. Madam, of course, and D.C. Madam said the same thing and found hanging in Washington, D.C.
Your mother's garage.
This stuff is chilling. This is the stuff that nightmares are made of, and people might blow this off and say, "Oh, you know what? People die all the time." And people shoot themselves, you know, more than once. Yakety yak. Don't come back. Yak with a sack. And the communist yak party, I don't know. Folks, you're listening to Hagman and Hagman Report. Saddle for battle. It's getting rough out there. The seas are rough.
We got one segment left, followed by Stan Dale in hour number 3.
To bring some sanity and some class into the Hagman and Hagman Report. Hagman and Hagman Report coming back. We're back. Hagman and Hagman were in the building. I want to thank you. Saddle for battle, folks, because it is going to get rough from here on. And remember Pastor Langford saying, you know, 2016, that the third quarter, and he said this back in 2013, 2014. Well, we're here. Paul McGuire, same thing. It's going to get rough. Look at the third quarter of 2016. We're here. You know, the road is long. It's bumpy. But like yesterday, it's not going to happen the way you think necessarily. And I kind of believe that. I think what happens, what's going to happen, you're not going to see coming. Most people are not going to see coming. Because I think that the globalists have already set out their plans, and there's so many steps ahead of us. Yes, you're not going to see it coming. And there's nothing new under the sun. The playbook is the same. The secret societies are the same. The rulers are the same. The gods, the small g, are the same. The criminal cabals are certainly familiar, if not the same. You've got all of this taking place to a climatic ending, perhaps. But see, it's not going to be the end of the world. No, people... It's not going to be the end of the world. It's going to be the end of a certain lifestyle. That's what we have to look at. And I am saddened by this personally, because I look at my son, who's younger than me, obviously. I guess that would, what a true statement that is, right? I mean, brilliant. Well, that could be one of the most brilliant statements of the day. But anyway, I look at my children, and I look at my grandchildren, and I think, what have we done? What have we done? Some people say nothing. And you're right. Why not? So, saddle for battle, because we need to, look, lead, follow, or get out of the way, because we need to make that difference as Christians and as conservatives. When I say conservatives, I'm talking about pro-life, pro-Bible, pro-Holy Bible, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Constitution, pro-borders, language, and culture, and proud of it. There's no reason to be ashamed of your white European, Western European heritage. If black lives matter, so do white lives. All lives matter, don't they? I guess we could possibly get in trouble for saying that. If you haven't seen it recently, I want to just give a big shout out to Full Spectrum Survival. I owe you guys a call. I want to talk to you. What a great video they did. Urban survival video. I also want to give a shout out to Teresa. Thank you for your kind words. You know who I'm talking about. Or who I'm talking to. And, we have a lot to get into, though, again. And, if I offended anyone by the yak, I don't know where that came from, but I thought it was, but Eric's still laughing over there. You go ahead and mic up and, anyway, and Joe said, Dad, don't say that anymore. No. I think you crossed the line.
I did say that, yeah.
Yeah, but now we're talking about some serious stuff here. And we are talking about living in a banana republic when we have to talk, or when we talk about the death list. You talk about people that extend back to Charlie Tree. You talk about the Clinton body count. You talk about, and again, folks, please understand when I say this. From an investigative point of view, this is serious business, all right? This is extremely serious. At the level, remember Michael Hastings. Remember, I don't want to name anymore because I'm gonna accidentally leave someone out and just, we've had people on our show that are no longer with us. Mm-hmm. I actually, and God bless Larry Grathwall. Because one of the final interviews that Larry did was with us. One of the final conversations that he had, to my knowledge, I could be wrong on this, but given the date of his death when he was found in his apartment, we were actually talking about, and I told him, I said, Larry, I'll pick you up. Joe and I will pick you up, and we're going to take you up to meet Bill Ayers, to confront Bill Ayers.
Yep.
We were serious. We were making plans to go up and confront Bill Ayers from
Larry
the Weather Underground. Yeah. And he's dead. You talk about a patriot. What a great, great American patriot, Larry Grathwall. And yet, you know, even in his memory, the communists, the communist yaks. That's going to be my new word. The communist morons out there. You talk about disrespectful. And I still can't get over. You know what, Joe? I still can't get over a couple of things. Even I thought I saw everything. I didn't think anything would surprise me. Folks, Orlando Shooter in the audience behind Hillary, Diane Rodham, the witch Clinton, the yak Clinton.
But that's not the story of the day. The story is Trump hints at a Clinton assassination.
Well, you know,
and it's just ridiculous being taken so far out of context.
I'll tell you something. If I was a conspiracy kind of guy, I'd think that we're being set up. But I'm not, and I don't. Yeah, we're being set up for something, folks. And I'm not trying to be funny. I mean this. I don't know how this happens because, I'll just say this. Trump is going to be in our hometown. And Friday. Now, well, in order to get a couple of minutes with Donald Trump, you just can't, at this point, because he's the presumptive nominee, or the actual nominee, I shouldn't say presumptive, he's the nominee. You've got if you want to interview Trump, you've got to pass a Secret Service clearance. I mean, you've got to be cleared by the Secret Service, all right? Now, Ted Brewer has contacts within the campaign, as does Judy McLeod. And so if anybody should be able to get in, it should be Joe and I. Problem, however, is that Secret Service issue. Now, I'm not saying that. I'll just leave it at that. Now, let's. but the Clinton body count, the body count, I don't know if it should be just purely Clinton. I think the Banana Republic body. Well, that's the name of the store, right? Isn't there a store by the name of Banana Republic?
There was. I don't know if it's still around.
Anyway.
Yeah, Eric says yes.
Okay. The body count that we're seeing among the ruling elite here is disturbing. The words being put in the mouths of, like, Donald Trump suggesting, and again, Huffington Post, Trump suggests shooting Clinton, her Supreme Court picks, or both. People read that headline, stop reading it, and comment and say
just listen to what he said.
Yeah. But
you can have,
it doesn't fit within the narrative, the 140 character limitation or the Facebook, prompts.
You can have, the Black Lives Matter people and others, ISIS on Twitter calling for the deaths of Christians, calling for the assassination of Trump's Facebook pages dedicated to the assassination of Trump. That's all fine and good. But Donald Trump makes a reference about, who are pro Second Amendment voting for him. So Hillary Clinton can't stack the deck with the Supreme Court and continue to come after the Second Amendment. That's taken as a death threat?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he didn't say anything, And we use the example of Brad Thor and Glenn Beck saying, Somebody needs to, there needs to be a revolution if he's elected, because how else will we get him out? Those were veiled threats. But nobody made as big deal about him as they are about this Trump thing, to the point where Elizabeth Warren has come out and said he's trying to get somebody to assassinate her. I mean, the media bias and manipulation is even admitted. The same people who have went in and blew up the Middle East and killed millions of people are not lining up behind Trump. They're lining up behind Hillary Clinton. Why is
self-hating Jews the same thing?
It's just everything's upside down. But again, as the show title from last night and tonight's There's Nothing New Under the Sun. Last night's, it's not going to happen the way you think. We are in uncharted waters as far as what we have seen and where we are going
in modern times, right? in this era. That's right.
But it's not anything new.
No.
In Ecclesiastics is the book where it says there is nothing new under the sun. And it's Solomon who said that, King Solomon.
I'm done.
I don't think so.
I'm done.
We're about halfway through the show.
When you look at this.
And what did he say? Unless your bones are broken or you're bleeding.
You play Coach Dave Dobmeier. Are you sick or are you hurt? If you're sick, you play sick. If you're hurt, go to a hospital, come back and get back in the game. Coach Dave Dobmeier, America's coach. I love the guy. And for those who missed a lot of yesterday's show, I just want to give another mention about Russ Dizdar and his team making a huge difference on the front lines fighting satanic crimes. I'm not going to say more than that. We had a meeting with Russ. Okay, we'll just go with that. We had a meeting with Russ this weekend, and folks, Russ has a radio show on right before ours on the Global Star Radio Network, and if you don't know Russ, or if you know him, I mean, he's stellar. And he's going to be with Steve Quayle and Pastor Langford at the Revival, the Jim Baker show. Go to HagmanHagman.com, click on the Revival link there and register, and make sure you tell everyone there, spread the word. I don't care. Spread the word that y'all listen to Hagman and Hagman at the Jim Baker show. Let's get the word out, because the move, see, and I'm going to shut up after this. What we really need to do is we need to unite, come under the umbrella there doesn't have to be a leader per se, but if we all come under the umbrella of, we'll say, a movement or a charismatic is even a word that I don't like to use, but a fundamental Christian, solidly, morally conservative, biblically correct movement. We'd like to be that. We don't want to necessarily be leaders in that, because I think that it would be autonomous. I mean, I think everyone needs to reach in themselves and be their own leader. You know what I mean? I think that that's Absolutely. What we have to be. You don't need any one of us to tell you what to do. You already know what to do.
And if this plug gets pulled, you're not going to have anybody.
There you go. But, well, we'll still be here talking. We'll just be talking to ourselves.
Yeah.
No, we've got, and I've said this before, but without going into detail, I do suspect that if the internet plug were pulled, or the radio plug were pulled, or both, there will be a way. And I'll leave it at that. There will be a way. All right. I'm going to turn it over to you. I'm going to be quiet now and sip my purple stick and listen to what you've got to say. Oh, did you see that look, folks? Did you see that look? All right, you put the yak back up. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Here's the story I want. There's a few things I do want
to
cover.
Because one from, I do have a couple of audio clips if you don't want to go into, but you go ahead.
Well, just real quick, we had a caller who called in last Wednesday who talked on the how do you pronounce it? The Crimea? Yeah, and there's a article from the 4th, and this is what he was talking about. This is from NPR. National Institute of Health plans to lift ban on research funds for part human, part animal embryos.
Oh, Chimeras.
Chimeras. The federal government announced plans
for Chimeras
Thursday to lift the to lift the ban on funding of certain controversial experiments that use human stem cells to create animal embryos that are partly human.
You know what I
it's
think?
It's a new policy.
Joke.
Takes federal money to make embryos known as chimeras under certain carefully monitored conditions, they say, but they might inadvertently create animals that have partly human brains, allowing them some semblance of human consciousness and thinking abilities. And scientists are playing God here in doing this. And I just wanted to say that for the caller who called in and told us about this, because this is happening, it is real. And they have got all the clearance and money and approval they need.
Kind of reminds me of the picture of the yak with Hillary Clinton. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean, in reality.
We've tried. Like now, that's crossing the line. See, that's crossing the line, isn't it? No. I mean, days of Noah.
That is right.
So we have crossed the line. Now we're modifying DNA. We're creating these
artificial intelligence and separate consciousness that is made from machines and is computer generated.
Yep.
We have this new science that is trying to merge humans with machines called transhumanism. And we have, as you said, the DNA, the crossing of species, the genetically modified foods, the genetically modified animals, genetically modified mosquitoes, genetically modified, I mean, what else is there? They're doing it with everything, and they're going to try and create a race of hybrid human machines.
And people laughed at Steve Quayle with genetic Armageddon. You know, if everyone who laughed at him and poked fun at him and these know-it-all morons from Mexico or from other countries, especially the guy in Mexico, I can't remember, nor do I really want to remember his name, but you know, look at what's happening right now. Steve was way ahead of his time. At what point are we going to this up and take notice. How as Christians can we fight this? Or how as just reasonable human beings, can we fight this? I guess my question to each and every
reasonable one, human beings, no. As Christians, there is a way to fight this.
Biblically and
through prayer, yeah.
Right.
And through your own personal relationship with the Lord. But that's what it's come down to. It seems like, you know, as these, we talk about how much, the Christian, the Orthodox Christian Bible, its word, and its Savior have been censored in this country, thrown out.
Yeah.
And folks, if you read, you can read in Romans how, you know, there's a sequence of events that happens, and it starts with man and his imagination and his vain imagination, and it starts with his idols, and it removes the Lord. And this, you know, shows the progression of how men in their own imaginations become so, you know, dark in their heart that God is completely removed from all aspects, where everybody's just in their human and carnal nature. And we see that through materialism and commercialism, which is the difference between, see, capitalism is a great way for an economy to grow and build. But when you take God out of the equation and introduce things or stuff in place to fulfill your senses of joy and take away the senses of worry and fear, there's a huge problem there. We're doing exactly what the Bible says we would do in the very end times. And this has happened before.
Do you think, and I do think, this is the case. Folks, let me ask you this, especially with Stan coming up. Do you think we've successfully gone through portals or created portals? What's the correct terminology to use here? Remember how the Nazis were attempting to, well, the bell, the Nazi bell. But remember how they were attempting to exploit the portals or to open portals up. Do you think that's been done, Joe? Portals have been opened?
Yeah, I do.
Folks, studio audience, show of hands. Okay. Eric, yeah.
I don't think we fully understand. I really don't think we fully understand it. When we look at CERN, that's one area that's one aspect of the portals or interdimensional. When we look in the biblical, we see that, you know, the fallen angels came down, fell on Mount Hermon.
Right.
And did what they did. Now we read about what's going to happen in the end times and how the things of hell will come out as hell opens its mouth, and the things of hell will come upon on earth. And, you know, when we read in the Bible, is this something that happens instantaneously, or is this something that happens over time? And is it any coincidence that once we learned how to make computers and supercomputers, how instantly it was turned to mapping the brain and the merging of computers with human beings and the best ways to do that? I don't believe so. And you look at the shows like Ancient Alien, you know, theorists who talk about how, you know, these aliens were really our forefathers and came from other planets,
and that's going to be the technology delusion. That's going to be where the delusion comes from. You're going to have scientists say that our ancestors or that
false miracles and lying signs and wonders, the Bible says,
and we're being
that
set
will
up.
Trick the eyes.
Yes, we're and I think we're being set up already with the assistance of the Jesuit Pope in the Vatican. And again, folks, please, no emails from Catholics. I'm not picking on Catholics. I'm just saying that at that level, the Vatican level, we have a problem. You know, so tomorrow night, Greg Jackson, want to mention that, 2 hours. Going to be talking about words and phrases. We're going to be talking about the lingo that doesn't make sense. Things that don't make sense. In fact, he wrote an article, if you go to gregjackson.com, two G's, Greg Jackson, greg2gsjackson.com. Check it out. I have a picture of his dog Gunner in my office. Greg and his dog. But anyway, got to meet him in Dallas. And
yeah,
had a great time. But
he still says he's coming up here and he'll be in studio and we're going to spend some time together.
So Greg, we're going to hold you to that.
But we're going to be talking about important subjects tomorrow when he comes on.
But yeah, that, and of course, don't forget on the 19th, Jim Mars is going to be a guest.
Yeah, and we have Greg Jackson tomorrow, Ted Brewer
on Thursday. Ted's got some information to give us Thursday. So, man, tune in for that. I asked him because of the information that he has, and we've been going through certain geopolitical events, in particular, well, the politics and geopolitics, but he's got some good information coming up on Thursday. So Greg Jackson tomorrow, Ted on Thursday, and then Friday we reclaim our ground, and got some good, great segments planned for you on Friday. All right. And, of course, Jim Mars on the 19th. More on that as well. And before we get too far down the road as well, one more time I want to mention this, folks. Jack Cashel, is his book. We had him in studio here. TWA Flight 800. Check out his latest, which would be last week's article. It was a month after his book. We had him before his book was released, but in studio here. But Jack Cashel is getting every day, and thanks to you, our audience, in large part, he's getting tips. People are coming forward that have information about TWA Flight 800. If you are that person, and I know some people are listening, I know some people are listening that have information. If you're that person, please get a hold of Jack Cashel via his website and give him the information you have. The man with the mustache walks at midnight. Joe, saddle for battle, prepare for persecution. It's the title of Maria Kanisa's book. And folks, let's all band together. Let's all say, no, we've had enough. We're not going to let this happen anymore. Let's all pray. Let's all put our spiritual armor on. Let's all fight the good fight. Let's choose the side. Let's plan our work and work our plan. Because if we don't make a plan, or if we fail to plan, we're planning to fail. How's that for a lot of adages tossed into one bit? Hagman and Hagman coming at you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. Visit our website, hagmanandhagman.com, hagmanreport.com as well. Don't forget, I was on with John Moore earlier today, Liberty Man. Check that out. Stained by Blood, my new book as well, available on Amazon. I'll be right back.